The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Dance, monkey.
Yeah.
Stop dancing, monkey.
Welcome to this episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box Fan Interaction, featuring Juan, Gabe, Doyle, Tim, Steve, a bunch of other people, and a little tiny dog that someone on Twitch thought was a cat. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 146 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Steve.
I'm Juan.
I'm Petrie.
He's in here. There's a dog in here.
She's quite the dish.
People call her Trish the Dish. No one fucking calls me that. Hi George. How's it going, man?
Hey George.
It's George. It's the big guy.
Who the fuck? How do I know who George the big guy is? Oh.
He's the big guy. He's my friend. Anyway, everybody, welcome to the fan interaction episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. For the next like half an hour to an hour, we will talk about the things that we enjoyed pop culture-wise this week. So
both of mine became picks for next time.
Yeah, so you got nothing.
Shut up.
Fuck. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Wow, Jesus.
All right. Somebody start. What's something that somebody's enjoyed?
Your mom?
Which one? Yeah. It was a menage. It was a menage, bro.
It was a good experience if you put them both together separately.
I give it a 3 out of 5
out
of 10 stars.
Your new family might be watching this
shit. They will laugh their ass off. You should see the memes my mom posts. They make me embarrassed. Like, they're fucking awful. And aww, it's amazing. Mijo. No, she's white. She goes, oh, Gabe.
Gabriella.
My name was going to be Scotty.
Sanchez?
No, Scotty. What was it?
Scotty Eugene.
Scotty Eugene.
Scotty Too Hottie?
Scotty Too Hottie.
Well, you're Eugene now.
Probably wouldn't even hang out with you.
The only reason you hang out
look
with
at that idiot. There's fucking
pay.
Eugene.
Scotty doesn't know.
That is mom and Steve?
Did anybody do anything besides my mom this week?
I mean, it was pretty much a full weekend commitment. You got to take some precautions to not break a hip. Are some, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but there's some lubrication issues with older women that you've got to take into account.
Man,
so is it true what they say? It's like wine gets better with age?
No.
Well, yes, up until a point, and then you get vinegar.
Yeah. Oof. No, the lube comes in.
You got to dilute it, really. I mean, it's not cream. It's not.
I just see
oh shit! That's disgusting.
Doing the Lord's work.
Oh man!
Wow.
So I did karaoke for the first time this week. I've never done that before. It's besides being
It's rocking. Pronounced bukkake, sir.
No, karaoke, not the bukkake. I've done that.
His mom's involved.
I've done that like 30 to 40 times. That's not a big deal.
Well, wait, was it 30 or 40 times, or was that just how many the count was?
Ooh, good, fair question. It's 30 to 40
Talk
times.
No, okay. So weird.
No, so
outside the karaoke.
Once a week, Satanic Temple has a meetup where we just get together and chat about, you know, events that are coming up, and then just hang out with each other. And this week was in Evans, so it was close to home, and I no longer have something going on. They used to meet on Wednesdays, which used to be a practice night, but now it's on Thursday, so I can actually go.
Your schedule is fascinating.
It is. So we went to karaoke.
Wednesdays,
which
used to be Thursdays.
I didn't even know that it was going to be karaoke.
I get the early bird special now.
Cool. Story's over. All
right.
Can we talk about fucking your mom some more?
Honestly, it didn't take that long.
Anyway, so doing the karaoke was a lot of fun. I've never done it before. That was really one of the few pop culture experiences I had this week. I haven't had time to really watch TV, watch movies, read books. Like, nothing has happened this week. I just haven't had the time. But All Elite Wrestling came out this week. I watched the first 12 minutes of that. It was really good so far, and it's getting some really good reviews. SmackDown switched Fridays on Fox and got like a massive rating because it's now on like a broadcast television station instead of a cable television station, which is really cool. NWA started their new show. Impact is moving to Axis. Like all these wrestling things are kind of pushing into the forefront. So if you're a wrestling fan, it's a really good time to be a wrestling fan. Because if you don't like...
Hey, Randy.
If you don't like this particular kind of wrestling, there's this kind. And if you don't like this one, there's this kind.
And if you don't like wrestling at all, you know which things to skip.
Exactly.
You like midget type.
Like Michael Kirk. Who offered to do the seance episode naked if there were midgets.
I mean, it might be easier to find a midget than a...
Than a medium at this point, right?
What if we found a medium? A midget?
Oh,
yeah, that's what
she
was
she
going.
Is medium.
She is medium.
An M&M.
Is a medium midget just like a short person? I don't know.
They're like a 1 out of 5 out of 10 person.
That's awesome.
Oh, fuck.
Is there a short people? That's 5.
Did anybody else watch anything else? All I got is karaoke and wrestling.
Buffalo to Downton Abbey lately.
Oof, I did watch the Downton Abbey movie. I can't remember if I talked about that last episode or not.
I watched the series finale of Suits. That was good.
Yeah?
I watched the series finale.
Tell us a little bit about Suits first.
I've been on Suits for a minute now.
Yeah, I think it was season 6 or 7, I think. I've watched it since the beginning. I don't know if anybody watches. It used to be about a lawyer and a dude who has a, what do they call it? A fucking memory. Not like mine, obviously. Photographic memory. So anything he sees and reads,
memory?
He can just recall. I can remember those. And so the first like 3 or 4 seasons are him pretending to be a lawyer and them trying to make sure nobody catches him.
Hi, Natika.
But Meghan Markle went and got princed up, and so she left the show, and then kind of other people started
Meghan
leaving
Markle
the show.
Got princed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she married a prince.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Prince, as in the Prince.
No, he did.
A Prince. That's why I was so confused. I'm like, was it a...
He's corpsified. Should we talk to Prince in the seance episode?
I mean, only if you want to talk to him and the new power generation. It's sort of
cut.
It's
a deep cut.
Yeah.
Ask him if doves cry.
Or
just what the sound is.
Or what the color of rain is.
I enjoyed the season series finale of Suits. I don't know if anybody watched it. I know he watched Preacher, and I really liked the series finale of Preacher, too. I thought that was really good.
I'm behind on Preacher.
How'd
season
that go?
Season finale of the Fear the Walking Dead.
That was another decent one. I mean, they did a lot of weird choices there, too, but...
This last season's been a little weird. Good still, but weird. I went some places. Did some things. Killed some zombies.
Man. It's like the most vague fucking episode that we've ever done. Like
I'm watching
this.
All old shit right now, which is really weird. Like I'm going back.
I don't know.
So talk about it.
I'm
like
going back through X-Files. I just started watching Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, that show's actually pretty good.
So I'm in the first season. I never watched it before. I don't know why I decided to start.
First couple episodes are really good.
I actually really liked that show.
I fell off a little bit on that show.
I just thought it was interesting, like the kind of man from the past is detective in the present kind of thing. I liked it.
That was interesting. The one question I have for the show is, I'm like 8 episodes in, I was like, just because you're from the past doesn't mean you can't change.
Yes, it does,
same
Doyle.
That's why we are constantly shouting at clouds, because none of us can change any longer.
Fuck you, SoundCloud rappers!
We will join your ranks.
I think you're going to like Preacher. I think
I want to.
It ends really. I don't. He hasn't. I know he watches, and so I don't want to ruin it for him.
No, that's awesome.
I'll usually ruin it for the rest of you assholes because you usually don't watch. But I know he watches. But I think you'll like it. It's the Saints killer. Fucking, he's prominently featured in this last season.
Everyone dies.
A lot of people fucking die.
A lot of people die.
I, for one, am a giant fan of the comic book, and I really, really want to watch it because I hear how much you two talk about how great it is. But every time I think about it, I'm like, fuck, it's already like several seasons.
It's only 4 seasons,
though,
I think.
But what, that's like 12 episodes?
Something like that.
Like, let's say it's 10 episodes.
He got too sad.
Yeah.
He died.
No, he didn't die. He's very kid-focused now.
Yeah.
So he can't talk
about it.
The
last time I spoke to him, he said it was too hard to be funny. He was kind of sad.
Hi, Jerry.
God.
Yeah. Getting back to happy stuff.
Showdown.
Yeah, him. I think you'll like the ending of Preacher. I think it did it really well.
I really.
I don't know the comic book. I don't know how the comic book ended.
I fucking love it. So
yeah, it's really not that. Like there are shows that I want to. Like Game of Thrones is like eight seasons, nine seasons, or some shit like that. Yeah, and so that's a lot of fucking shit to catch up with.
That asshole. Let's call that asshole two. That's asshole three or asshole four. Which one?
I flipped him off because I don't know what he's talking about.
It's on my watch party.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Tell him to join our watch. Tell him to join our live video.
Join the live feed.
That's how
I'm just
feel.
Saying my watch party numbers match the live feeds.
So well, I know. Tell them to jump over to ours.
No, I'm saying they are synced.
That's how I feel getting back into the X-Files. Which, A, I thought I would have missed a lot of episodes, but so far up to season three, no.
It's,
dude, it was because
it's weird how many you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I know I've got to go into Millennium eventually, and then the...
That fucking shit's hard to find.
Yeah, I know.
Millennium has not been put out. Anywhere.
You can't buy it digitally, and that's all I watch is digital.
You can't buy it digitally.
Shit.
It's really hard to find the DVDs because they're collector items. It's never been ported to Blu-ray.
It is bizarre how right in the transition between like VHS and DVD and Blu-ray, some of that stuff just shrunk off the planet. It's
yeah,
gone.
It's gone. Like it's hard to find.
I was gonna say it was. I almost said it was a Menendez universe, but
this asshole.
Yeah, that asshole. Oh, Jerry says hi to you. He's the guy that sat next to you at wrestling last time.
Oh, fuck that guy. He's nice.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I love him.
Yeah. Fuck him
so,
in a good way.
I think you already had an episode about Chernobyl.
Yes.
Which was the last thing I watched.
Way more than willing to talk more about that fucking amazing
fucking
ass show.
Incredible.
I rewatched that show like eight times.
I watched it once and turned around and watched it right again. But I don't know if everybody knows that there is an accompanying podcast.
Well,
where
sure
yes, it's Peter Siegel from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. For those of you who listen to NPR, who is an amazing interviewer, like
liberal
one of
cuck.
The best. Fuck you, one of the best interviewers I've ever heard do anything. Talking to the director of Chernobyl and talking about the backstory and the amount of research they did and how accurate. Like they talk about how like there's a Russian mining helmet 101. Every helmet you see in that thing is the correct helmet. If you see a button on somebody's shirt, that was the right button for that shirt. Like most of what you see on that screen is unbelievably faithful within the, you know, realms of being able to tell an entire story.
And affordability.
Yeah, yeah. They collapse a lot of people, like the lady scientist whose name I cannot remember at the moment.
Just like five people.
Yeah. She represents a bunch of people. There were many, many more scientists that were there. But outside
five
from them,
female stars of the TV show.
But yeah, I would seek out that podcast. There's one episode per podcast, and then there's another one with main actor whose name now escapes me.
Which one?
The scientist.
Or the other one?
It's just like when we did our episode where he couldn't fucking remember that dude's name either.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Skarsgård is dreamy. I like Skarsgård.
Skarsgård is fantastic in that. Like, I really like the point at the end of the movie where he tells him that he's the hero of the thing. He's like, no, you've got this all wrong. Like, this only happened because you made it happen.
That line's really good.
It's so good.
He's like in a country full of bureaucrats, they sent the one good man.
Yeah.
He brought him back because he told him he was going to die too, and he was all, what?
Yeah.
Oh. Should have stayed my ass home.
You're already dead.
Man, that show
such a great
wows
show.
Me. And I went out of my way to watch a couple just straight documentaries. I watched, I believe it was a National Geographic documentary.
Building the sarcophagus?
About the structure that they built over the top of
they
it.
They just rebuilt it.
Did
it's
you
fucking
know that
fascinating.
That is the largest moved man structure on
ever.
Earth.
Yeah. They literally, so because the radiation is so thick where they were, they built it just out of range of the massive radiation and then built rails up to it and built the whole fucking thing and then just slid it over. And
roll
it's like,
the, that bitch in the place.
Dude. Yeah, it got hung up on a barbed wire fence for a second. They almost fucked the entire thing
they
up.
Just,
yep.
They just rebuilt a metal one over the old one now.
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they
plan?
Had to do.
There isn't one.
Isn't it like 100 years and then it's still good anymore?
I think
containment.
It's
it depends upon the type of radiation you're talking about, like fast, short. what it's actually contaminating isn't in the groundwater. Like, a lot of it's just dust. Dust is the one that's the worst because it gets inside of you, and that's a real problem.
I think they are doing tests in it, though, too.
They're starting to.
Yeah.
It's the half-life of it has finally died off enough that they can do testing, like, on the site, but the people can be there for, like, 10 minutes, and then they have to get out.
I saw a fascinating thing a couple months ago where this is super pop culture, where they just drilled into the Fukushima reactor. I can't remember which one it is, but they drilled in it so they could take a picture to start to understand what's actually inside a melted down core. So they've got these little tiny
Godzilla.
Godzilla's down there being born
Godzilla.
Right now.
Godzilla, Mothra.
Dude, I want to see that. I want to see that movie where they drill into Fukushima. They take a thread of camera down there, and the camera just sees a mouth
opens up, or just breathing.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so dope. I would watch the shit out of that.
Cloverfield 3.
I'd watch a Cloverfield 3 too. Oh man, my phone's about to die.
We need some more Cloverfield.
So I did forget about something. We talked about this a little bit on Patreon, but I did watch something very pop culture. In the long, long ago, when I was in middle school and high school, instead of going on dates on Friday night, I had a TV regimen where I would watch a show called Monsters, then Tales from the Dark Side, then old Star Trek, and then new Star Trek. Okay?
God damn.
Or, sorry. Star Trek original TNG.
Yeah.
Because now there's like new Star Trek new Star Trek.
That can also get fun.
I like new Star Trek.
Voyager. But
yes.
So
hold on, I'm gonna take a moment to rant. Deep Space Nine, the space buoy, was a good idea for a show. You know what's great about a starship? It moves every week.
Yeah.
You know what's not great about a dock? It fucking sits there and does nothing. Captain Sisko, not a captain, because the ship doesn't fucking move.
He's like a general manager.
Exactly.
Basically.
At best. That's continue.
First black captain.
Wow, Star Trek is making me go to sleep.
You're going to sound like Doyle breathing.
Yeah.
Lots of people on Star Trek, bro.
A lot of people. I didn't say they didn't.
So the thing. Jerry said Picard comes out in January.
Yes.
We saw the trailer.
Jerry, your opinions don't matter if you're not on our feed. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, fuck off.
I'm out. Sorry.
I bet it's in our feed.
It's not. I'm looking at our feed right now.
The show is called Fan Interactions. They're not guaranteed to be positive.
We don't have to treat you well.
We don't. He also
ask Gabe's mothers.
He also said, yeah.
They may or may not have finished.
I finished.
There's even a Facebook page about fucking me, fuck me, right up until it's time to fuck me, Sai. He said he hated Deep Space Nine except for Odo and Quark.
Fuck Odo.
In the goat ass. So the show that I actually do want to talk about. No, that's totally fine. So that's the point of
fucking
these episodes.
Godo, then Godo's fucking you. It's crazy.
On Amazon, and I don't know if it's been there for. I don't know if it's been there for a while or if it just got released. But the full run of Monsters is now on Amazon.
Huh.
I don't even know what show you're talking about.
This is what's cool about this show.
Watched your Patreon video.
So Monsters came on before Tales from the Dark Side. Okay, and it's not a great show.
Short thing there. The intro music to Tales from the Dark Side was
still
the most terrifying portion of that whole show. God, the chills. It was like More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, the book, but filmed.
Have we watched that movie yet?
I haven't.
That
movie's good.
Jerry says we can treat him however we want. So
cool. That's the wrong thing to say.
How we're going to treat him is ignore him.
I'm not. He's my friend.
Actually, like Godo.
He's one of our fans, so there you go.
Hey, he's not fan enough to come onto our page.
The number that reads up here is exactly the same.
He's a fan, sir. Just
it's going
you.
To our stats. That's all that matters. So Monsters is basically like 21-minute long episodes, very much in the same vein as like Twilight Zone or like Tales from the Dark Side, where it's like kind of monster of the week, but they're written in such a way that they really lean heavy on like those B movie archetypes and like just crazy, dumb, weird stuff.
Well, if you've got that many monsters to cover, you're going to need a lot of monsters.
They're so overacted and campy that they're fucking... What is wrong with you guys? They're so overacted and campy that they're, like, perfect. Okay. You know?
They come back around the other side.
Yeah, they're, like... You know when you watch Them, the movie Them with the giant ants?
Who are they?
It's stupid and it's awful. I'm ignoring that. It's stupid and it's awful, but it's also
perfect. I mean, at least you're
perfect.
Using pronouns.
Mm.
Honestly, it's weird that I just have no recollection of the show because I just watched all this shit.
Shatnerd.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
Diane said that she got Shatnered? Question mark. So
Shatner looks so fucking hammered the entire week.
Oh, dude! At Colorado Springs Comic Con, so the dude that was supposed to moderate William Shatner's panel got bumped. Like literally, the moment Shatner got there, he's like, I don't need a fucking moderator. This is my show.
Fuck yeah.
And then he made them take everything off the stage and put like one chair on the stage for him and like a mic with a mic stand and then change the backdrop. And then he came out.
The problem is I feel like if I was rich and famous, I'd probably be big time in people too. So I have no room to talk.
I would probably
say that's
no, I'm just saying this what happened, but what was hilarious.
You were like, oh, I bet he told that moderator he didn't want a moderator.
Dude, it's
he might have because Shatner was hammered.
And it's not I'm not saying that I wouldn't do the same thing. I'm saying if I was the moderator, I'd be like, fuck, dude, what the fuck? Yeah. Who does that? Like,
I would hope that you wouldn't though. Because it's like,
and then
if you're that famous, you gotta realize the moderator is your fan. And there's no reason you couldn't
William
just go out there and
Shatner
go,
gives zero fucks.
But you should.
He doesn't need to.
You should.
He's Captain Kirk. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, bro. That one.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
He could
obviously,
go out.
He can shit on all of us.
You know what he could do?
He could go out and fuck both of Gabe's moms.
I'm just saying in the worlds of shoulds and coulds, there's no reason you can't just go and be like, hey, I know you're the moderator. Ask me this one question and then shut the fuck up.
I feel like he
in a nice way.
I feel like all of Shatner's talks are that way though, and I don't. And Colorado Springs probably shouldn't have put him in that position.
So the thing that was
the moderator.
The thing that was hilarious
because I don't know if he asked beforehand. Or
yeah.
So the thing that was hilarious though about Shatner's panel is he literally came out. He had what 45 minutes I think or like an hour or something.
I think it was 45 minutes.
Yeah. He had 45 minutes or an hour of time that was his as the panel. He spent roughly 80% of it talking about the horses that he runs.
Nice.
Like, and then he took, like,
I thought he was funny.
He took, I know, I'm not saying he's not funny, but then he took like three questions, which were all about Star Trek, and he gave very evasive answers about them and then went back to talking about horses.
The thing I want to
like,
hear,
he gives zero fucks
I wanna
about
hear
Star
Shatner
Trek.
Talk about I'm Trying, that album he came out with like,
I think so he did.
Fools,
he did.
Henry Rollins,
so that
like,
was one
that
of
album
the questions that somebody asked.
He actually really liked talking about that.
Because the
it's
music,
great.
He's excited and he is coming out with a new album.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That was one of his biggest cheers.
I mean, so, you just have to imagine he's been asked every Star Trek question.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
55,000.
He's 100% done with Star Trek.
Going
that's
back
why
to,
I hate it. That's why I legitimately, I have my phone notes from those panels, but every single question that got asked was the same bullshit question you'll find the second you Google it. It's like, what was your favorite Ninja Turtle?
So
I like them all. Right?
So this is a question I have for the people, and you go to a lot of cons and whatnot. So one of the cons I watch is the Penny Arcade guys. So for a long, 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 long time, people would come up to the mic. They do that stuttery mic. They'd say, hey, can I get a hug? And they have the same dumb 15 questions. So they did away with all of that. They have a bunch of questions that they email or whatever, and they just have a stack of envelopes. They open it and read the question. It is, hands down, the best way to do a Q&A is have no one on a live mic asking questions because it sucks.
So at San Diego Comic-Con, they do – that you have to tell the person – they have live mics, but you have to tell the person who's running the mic what your question is, and they'll cut you. If you don't give the question that you told them, they'll just cut your mic off.
Nice.
Otherwise, people will be like, what size is your butthole?
Yeah.
It's the size of a mason jar.
I'll tell you, he probably hasn't been asked that.
Otherwise, you get the Diablo Immortal from BlizzCon last year.
And it was that guy.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
He's been there at every single one.
What?
Every single the guy who switches costumes and stuff.
I fucking hate that guy.
I think he has a learning disorder of some sort. I don't think he's all there completely. Yeah.
Which guy are we talking about?
He's this guy that's that's at every San Diego or every Colorado Springs Comic Con, and he gets in front and he does like terrible impressions and asks them like, what was it like being Captain Kirk?
It's every question you don't want to hear.
No, but he's, whereas Comedian 2.0 was just not funny because he's a dumb fuck, this guy's not funny because he's special needs. So it's like hard to be like, dude, shut the fuck up.
I have a hard one. Be nice, but I don't care because he was being a dick to people all day.
That's so true. He kind of was.
Yeah, that I don't know. I didn't
he was kind of big time in people.
I was watching him in line. He was just, fuck, not me. You're not me. Oh.
So, I was like, just so you know, got a couple comments. Jerry says that he saw Thinking Outside the Long Boxes live and just clicked that link. So there's that. My friend Diane said with the Shatnering, she was referring back to the monsters, that they're Shatnering the episodes of Monsters with their overacting. So
he did talk about the show that I that sounded really, really cool to me, where he's with like four other dudes and they're with, going in different countries and stuff, I think is what he was
it
saying.
It was like a game show where they had to do like stupid shit, but it's like it was like him and who's the guy that he's a Fox football commentator that used to be a quarterback for the Steelers, Terry Bradshaw, and like a couple other people. And they, it was
better late than never is what it's called.
It looks really, really,
they just go out and they do adventures, and it's just four or five different people who wouldn't normally hang out.
Yeah. It looks it sounded really, really funny. I kind of want to watch it. So I'm sure he is. That's why he talked about horse racing for fucking almost an hour, dude. He doesn't give a shit about Star Trek anymore. Why would he? I remember when he was really pushing his paintball thing. He wouldn't even take Star Trek questions. He just would talk about paintball. Like, I mean, why wouldn't he? And it's not like...
Didn't he write the Tech War books?
Oh, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about how that first book was clearly ghostwritten by someone, and then the rest were written by William Shatner.
The other thing is, like, also, it sounds like it was ghostwritten by Tom Clancy's ghostwriter.
Yeah, it was ghostwritten by Tom Clancy's ghostwriter's ghostwriter is who was writing those. Seriously, those are some of the worst fucking science fiction books I've read. And I was a huge advocate for them when they first came out, because the first one is solid.
Serious question. If Shatner started his career today, you think he'd be famous?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. I mean, dude's like 70. That's a hell of a place to start a career.
From the same age, like...
I don't know if you catch him in those early Twilight Zone episodes.
He was a hunk for his time.
I think the problem is he's not a great actor.
For him, though. He's famous for what he was on.
He's famous because it was such a groundbreaking science fiction show. If that existed with a different actor and William Shatner stepped into like the current day and a current science fiction show, I think he'd get lost in the shuffle.
I do agree with you. I think he's a much better actor in the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and even going back to... Oh, no, that was a Twilight Zone. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was confused there for a second.
50,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in other episodes.
I know, but
show.
Like that episode is the one that people fucking remember. Great.
Oh, believe me, I watched that episode, and then a week and a half later, as a 5-year-old or 6-year-old man,
hey,
get on a plane.
Oof.
I can understand the annoyance, though. Do you remember when we went to go meet Wallace Shawn, and you weren't allowed to say...
Inconceivable.
There you go. You weren't allowed to say that at all. He wouldn't sign anything that way. Because there's a bunch of fucking thousands of nerdy morons just saying it in his ear,
no,
I'm sure,
that's
constantly.
Not why. Remember, it was a rights thing.
But I guarantee you some of that has to do with just pure, I just don't want to hear it anymore. Like, fuck.
I wouldn't want to have to sign it. I get it. But it's like, you realize, you wake up in your mansion, you drive your fancy car. You got your wife that's too hot for you and all your shit that costs way more than anybody else. And you go, I can't hear Inconceivable anymore. Shut the fuck up. Like, well, because everybody buys your bullshit.
I don't think Wallace Shawn
I was
fucking rolling around in
like
a mansion and a bed.
Motherfucker ain't Beyonce.
Wallace Shawn looks like he's old and poor as fuck and just wants your $20
I highly doubt he's poor, though.
I'm not saying... I'm talking about a majority of celebrities.
I bet he's a 10,000-aire. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for all
maybe
you know,
like scale.
He's still on TBS in one of the highest-rated shows.
I was like, dude, I'm a 10,000-aire. This dude has to make
He's making a lot of money right now.
So, Brandon posted a picture of Kirk looking like he's masturbating. Jerry says he hates Kirk food too. Sarah says best line ever is hippomatic landmass.
Hippopotamic landmass, which means a landmass as large as a hippo. Because I had to look it up because I watched Princess Bride like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Not that large of a landmass.
And then, Jerry also
shut up, you're a hippopotamic landmass.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Maybe a baby.
He is a hippopotamic landmass.
Hippo's way bigger than me.
Jerry said Richard Dean Anderson hates when fans mention MacGyver. So there's got to be people that just are like.
Here's why. It's not because people are just talking to him about MacGyver. It's because when he's taking a shit, people are trying to talk to him about MacGyver. When he's picking a piss, when he's eating lunch with his wife. Well, that's why.
Well, and he's
it's
also
because people don't
things.
Respect his boundaries. Well, that's what I'm. I wouldn't want to either, though. I mean, it's annoying.
I'm not saying there's a big difference in want and acceptance. I'm not saying I would love to go out there. And someone's like, hey, dude, you do that thing while I'm shit. And I'm like, yeah. But I'm saying, like, I would get it. Like, that's the price.
I'm sure
I
they get it, but that's why they avoid those things. I'm sure. I'm sure like, they get it. I'm sure they understand. But that's why they steer the ship in different directions.
But I'm just saying, you put half these motherfuckers in a job for 10 years that everybody else does. Just shut the fuck up real quick about someone asking for a signature.
To be fair, I don't know. I don't know how many of these people really work
before they got rich. Here's what I would say. If you came over to my house, Doyle, and I said, I need you to ship some fucking beef, you would slap me in the face and walk the fuck out.
Yeah, because I make tens of dollars.
I'm just saying.
If I made $400 million from shipping beef, I'd be like, where do you want it? Where do you like it? I'll walk it over here.
William Shatner might have actually worked for a living before he got famous,
So Brandon said, but people know that's a sacrifice they're making when they become famous. Way less privacy and boundaries.
I would agree with that.
I agree with that. But by the same token, as a consumer of those things, I also don't want to go in and disrespect what I think is your personal space.
I don't either.
Yes, exactly.
And I think the majority of people don't. But you're going to have the crazies that
do. You are.
It's just like this is a way different subject. Derailing us.
From where? We're already derailed.
But no, I totally see what you're saying. If you elect to kind of become a public figure, then that's kind of what you're going to be known for. And to be fair, you know, he was on a show. He didn't expect to be famous for like 1,000 years because of Star Trek. And it just sort of happened. And eventually, you're going to get tired, I think. But the thing is,
he is 850,000.
Exactly. He handled it kind of like he wanted to. He was like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to come up. I'm going to get rid of the moderator because I don't want to have a whole bunch of bullshit with Star Trek questions. And so
and
he just kind of handled it.
Horses.
Exactly. And he's like, either you understand that's what you're going to get when you get William Shatner or you don't. So watch a couple live things with him, understand what you're going to get, and move on.
Yeah. All right. If you're on my watch party, my phone is about to die. So go ahead and flip over to facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox.
Which you should have done to begin with.
You should have probably done it.
Or get the hell off Facebook, it blows.
Diane just said, just because someone's famous doesn't give Joe Fan the right to insist
on
any intersection when that person is out in public.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Said it gives them the right.
Those people don't owe me anything.
It's going to happen.
It's going to.
I would say that.
But if you're at a con, that's a difference.
Where people are paying to come see you because you're the attraction. Fucking dance money.
Dance money.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and he danced. He just danced a different tune than what a lot of people wanted.
He danced to the horse racing tune instead of the
I thought he was funny, and
he
I enjoyed
to play
the talk.
Races, and then
Diane said a con is different, because you're there to be.
You can't. They'll kick your ass out, and they'll keep your money.
Oh, I know.
All right, so how long have we been going?
33 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So not too long.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. I saw what time it was, and we usually end earlier, so.
Sooner or later, we'll blow up and people.
Yeah, I don't want to say whose fault that was.
No, it's my fault. I was running late.
Sooner or later, we'll be in public somewhere and be like, oh, it's Gabe. Hey, fat fuck.
Hey,
like,
hey so when we make millions of dollars, I'm just hiring somebody to go out for me.
I'm just going to say.
I got recognized at Colorado Springs Comic Con in the bathroom. I didn't give a shit.
If somebody came up to me and was like, hey, you're that dude from Thinking Outside the Long Box. What's up, fat fuck? I'd be like, not much, bitch tits. And that'd be like the end of the conversation.
The person who came up to me was way nicer. He was like, don't you do that podcast thing? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, how the fuck do you know that? And then he wouldn't beep.
And You were like, in my mouth.
Ooh, he didn't even say good or anything. Wow. You're just like, you that thing?
All right. Let's go, Kels. You do that perfectly.
You're the bunghole cutter, right?
You're that dude that shit in a bag, right? What else? What else we got?
I watched a shit ton of Whose Line Is It Anyway recently.
You always watch that show.
Yeah, I fucking love that,
that
show.
That show's kind of I'm the same way with Impractical Jokers.
I love Impractical Jokers. I will
fucking just watch hours and hours and hours of it just in the background.
Well, I forget because we watch it at night. Usually like different days we have different things we watch, and so we'll watch that. But when there's not or we're done and we just kind of want to chill out, it's always on. It's like when from like 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. in the morning, it's on.
Always on.
So I was like, ah, fuck, this is good for a good laugh. But I actually put it on the Fire Stick the other day because there's like fucking 18 seasons of the U.S. version. I didn't think there were so many of them. And I started watching.
Jerry, that's better. Juan will probably calm the fuck down.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. A lot better, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Don't worry, I got him.
Yeah.
Of course, my battery's about to die too now.
That's all good.
There's Aisha Tyler. I like Drew Carey better than I like Aisha Tyler, but I think me too. But I think they're so much funnier verbally now. They don't have to do as much acting because they've just been so long since they've been doing comedy.
Right.
They're so fucking funny. The guys are coming up with shit off the top. I couldn't do it. I could never be that funny.
Oh no, we can tell.
I'm fine with that. Sorry. I'm not a comedian. I couldn't do it.
I watched a Dana.
It's comedy though. It's improv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so like next level. Like
I watched a Dana Gould special on Amazon that was really really funny. That guy's an incredible comedian. If you get a chance to watch that,
did you watch the last season of The Glow?
No, not yet. Mel did, and so I. So one of the things that happens in our house sometimes is if Mel watches something, I don't want to make her rewatch it.
Yeah.
And so I feel guilty and then I just don't watch something, which is not a huge deal. Or I'll wait till she falls asleep to watch it. But typically what happens is she falls asleep. I'm just like, man, I don't want to fucking mess around. I'm just going to watch like six more episodes of whatever she was watching. Oh, right on. Thanks, sweetie. I love you, too.
That's where I'm at with the boys.
She's all, wait a minute. I didn't say that shit.
By the time Alicia's falling asleep, I'm stoned as fuck.
Yeah, you're like, Bob Ross. Jerry says, Impractical Jokers are going to be part of the TBS game show called The Misery Index.
I saw that, too, and it looked kind of funny.
It looks really funny. Yeah. Mel was watching a trailer for it yesterday that made me laugh pretty hard.
I liked Aisha Tyler. I think she's funny.
Her. I think she's hilarious. She's amazing in Archer.
The Drew Carey one is better in my opinion. One, because they do a lot more with the audience as opposed to celebrities.
Diane says hi.
And I just think Drew is able to riff with the guys better. But I like the new one.
That's probably better. Yeah, Drew Carey was pretty funny. What have you seen him on stupid Price is Right? He's pretty awful at that. Like, it looks like it would be the worst job ever.
Bob Barker wasn't that great at
it. No, I'm just saying it looks like the kind of job that you get stuck in and you're like, this job's great.
He's getting paid so much money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're sitting there like, this job's wonderful. I fucking love it. Spay and neuter your fucking pets.
I don't know if I could hate something that much if I was getting paid millions of dollars. Something like that.
You could be self-loathing about it a little.
I watch it and don't get it. I'm like, where are all these Price is Right super fucking fans at?
You line up every day. And then in line, you have to
meet them in real life.
No, I know, but I'm in line. You have to be like excited, and they're picking people who are like happy to be there, and you're like, yes, woo, because the guys behind the scenes will kind of come out and walk through the crowd
to
and
see
to see what's going
pick.
On. Yeah.
It's the exact same process as an outdoor tent revival.
That's probably accurate. Yeah, it sounds accurate.
So bless Jesus.
Well, depends.
About the same Jesus, probably.
It depends upon who is your God, the dollar or the risen Christ.
Or both.
Wow. Or both. Yeah. Or you use one to get the other. And it works both ways.
It's true.
They do use Christ to get a lot of money.
Yes. I don't know
what you mean, Zoo. Bob Saget, after a few years on America's Funniest Videos.
Sorry, what was it?
Oh, maybe that's how he feels after America's Funniest Home Videos?
Maybe, yeah.
I thought Saget was pretty good.
Dude, so...
Isn't there another... Who runs that show now? It's another funny comedian, too, isn't it?
It's called YouTube, dude.
Isn't it Carlton?
Didn't even know.
Oh, it is Carlton. Yeah, it is Carlton. You're right.
Still be on?
Yeah, it is Carlton.
Because...
Is he in line after Tosh? Just in this human centipede of fucking of internet. Fucking
YouTube video.
It's like live leak.
No, it's on the TV.
People still sending in videos.
It's on the TV,
because
bro.
Because you win money.
Yeah.
So,
but
okay.
Who makes videos?
Fucking everybody makes videos.
We are currently
making
a
fucking
video
right now.
I'll send cassette tapes.
They don't need
no.
You don't have to do that. You post it to YouTube and you send them a link.
I know. Only dogs can hear you now, said the joke from 1994.
You know what's crazy is...
The last time I remember watching it, was like, send your videotapes too.
Carlton is still very popular. He won a season of Dancing with the Stars not too long ago.
That doesn't make you popular.
Well, you get millions of fucking votes every week, bro. He's still popular. Maybe not with this crowd, but he's still popular.
Dancing with the Stars is like where you go right before you die off of it.
Dancing for the Stars.
And it might bring you up a little bit.
Dancing for the Stars it definitely.
Is for our parents' generation.
Yes, because my parents
watch
it. I watch it every Monday.
What's bad is my parents are like, so
that's
who
because
is this?
You are an old man in training and we all fucking know it.
But
so.
They're
just
like running
like
out.
Voting.
But like they're running out of stars though. Like if it's not a football player, my dad has no fucking clue.
Well,
Ray Lewis was in there.
Let's
this
just
season.
Talk, let's just talk about how the people that are
what
stars on Dancing with the Stars are like
reality
the fucking are the fucking loosest
they're,
definition of
they're
stars.
They're the same stars. Oh God, what was his name? What's his name? McMahon.
Vince McMahon?
Yes, Vince McMahon. No.
Shane McMahon.
Yes, him too. No.
Stop saying McMahon family.
Never mind. It was an old show. It sucked.
Ed
what
McMahon.
Show? Moving on. The one was like a talent show.
Oh, Star Search.
Yes,
Ed
Star
Search.
Ed McMahon. Thank you.
There,
you
yes,
did
like
say
stars
that.
Are
the
in the
same
sense
level
that it's
of Star
Search. Hey, yeah. That's where Avril Lavigne came from.
She's sure. Dead. She has died.
And she was a star for a while.
Like at least 15.
She was a star.
Zoo said Ed McMahon like approximately 45 seconds after
thank
all
you.
Of us yelled Ed McMahon.
It's because we're on the little lag.
We have the delay.
He's like, McMahon. Remember when Vince McMahon blew up?
Somebody on Twitch started
yes.
A cat.
This is not a cat. This is a dog.
I mean, admittedly, like, if you give it to him, hold it against his chest.
Like it does not look like
so
a cat.
Yeah, you're not shooting
your
on a red.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, if you're looking at only the
so
back
if you're right there, that looks like a cat.
Looks like fur.
It just looks like a fur ball.
That is an indistinguishable animal.
It looks like his
to
chest
be fair,
hair.
To be fair.
I wish.
All
right.
So what
if you're on my watch party, go to facebook.com/.
I think we're wrapping up
box,
anyway.
Just to be here right for the now. End of it because my phone's going to die and I'm ending the party.
So before your phone dies, though, let's talk about the things we're going to talk about next
okay,
time.
Okay, we'll do that first. So next recording session. So, you know, you'll have 2 weeks of these four episodes, which this will be the last one of it. And then we'll do another recording where we will talk about Midsommar, which is the movie from the director of Hereditary, which I've heard is bonkers.
Oh, I heard that's really good, too.
If it's anything like Hereditary, Midsommar is going to be fucking amazing.
It's Midsommar.
Hereditary wasn't very good.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, Hereditary is very crazy and okay, but it's very weird.
I love Hereditary. That movie was fucking great.
I don't think it's your typical horror fan.
You are going
thing,
to be
though.
Tits for
I know I am. I'm already excited.
Midsommar?
Midsommar. The next movie is the next thing we're talking about is not the pop culture classic. What was the other one?
In the tall grass.
In the tall grass.
I kept wanting to say long grass too, which is the
Smoking Grass with Stephen King.
It's a Netflix movie that is from Joe Hill and Stephen King, father son combo. Stephen King being the father, of course. And then we're also for our pop culture classic going to be talking about
Cube,
The Cube, which is a movie from the early 2000s, late 90s. About
is it early? Is that
I
late?
Yeah.
I thought it was way later
like
than 98, that.
98, 99.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, just as an aside from that, if you want a really weird movie pairing, Pi and The Cube make a fantastic pairing.
They do
pairing
go
of
really
movies.
Well together. We did
1998,
that.
1998, September 11th.
Too soon.
A lot of people died on that day too.
Jerry, Cthulhu, or Loki? What? I don't know. I don't know, I don't know what that refers to.
Pie and it was fucking me over.
Yeah, that would definitely do it. So be sure to check those out. Join us in the conversation. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Midsommar. We'd love to hear your thoughts on In the Tall Grass. We'd love to hear your thoughts on The Cube. Please join us in those conversations. Look out.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking about The Cube or Gleaming the Cube?
It's not even a hypercube either. It's a slow cube.
A better question is, should we be talking about Gleaming the Cube?
Maybe after October we can talk about Gleaming the Cube. We have two big things coming up. Yes, the 20th of October we will be recording our seance episode.
Gabe's erection.
We will be contacting the dead. If you know somebody,
and in the case of Betty White, the almost dead.
Yeah, we did talk about trying to contact Betty White to see how close to death she is. If you know a medium or someone that plays a medium on TV, we really need somebody's help to get this done, because I don't think we'll do a very good job at it at all.
That's all right. It'll look kind of creepy.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll fucking hold flashlights up to our face.
As a listener, be sure to check out episode 145, where we talk about how we're going to give back to our community for Thanksgiving.
Maybe we'll do some kind of food drive, too.
By trying to raise as much money as possible as SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah, let's not facade it. Let's actually give back with something.
Yeah, we will figure something out. Yeah. So keep an eye out for
probably
that.
Probably get my hand on some beef.
And some drool, apparently. Dude, it's like stringing down your chin.
Calm down, Yeti.
Are you having a stroke right now? Do you smell toast?
Everybody who's watching right now, go check out our latest interviews with Amy Raver Lampman from the Umbrella Academy, Jim Beavers from Supernatural, and the boys, and our interview with Claire from Legion. I'm talking about Jay and Silent Bob and the new Alien documentary.
Who, after we talked to her, said the people at Legion M are going to be very impressed because we are the first people to ever have her on camera for an interview. She said that's something that she doesn't usually do, but we just kind of shanghaied her into it, and she talked to us, and it was amazing.
I did ask.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. We were just like, will you do an interview? And she's like, I guess. And we're like, cameras. So
she's all up against the corner.
Jerry wants to say Gleaming the Cube or Pump Up the Volume. I mean, Pump Up the Volume.
Pump
was
Up
way
the Volume, hands down, better. Yeah,
absolutely. That movie's amazing.
Yeah. Jim Beaver, yes, Diane. Hopefully you listened to the interview.
Yes, I hope she did,
calm
too.
Calm down, Zoo. I love you, wifey.
Say, go, look at the camera. Because all she sees is your shoulder.
Yeah, butt cheek.
That sexy, sexy shoulder.
Okay, show over.
Anyway, be sure to check us out, obviously, on Facebook, where you're at. You can find us on Instagram or Twitter or Twitch at Outside Long Box. Please, I'm trying to finish this. You can shoot us an email at thinkingoutsidethelongbox@gmail.com.
No.
Outside the long box. It's hard. This is hard.
I'm with you. I'm just trying to help.
I'm trying to help. Outside the long box at gmail. I know. It's got intensely sexual all of a sudden. Outside the long box at gmail.com. Or you can give us a call on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline, 970-573-6148. That was right. Holy shit.
Yeah. Sometimes I throw out Honda's phone number by accident because I just say it all the time.
Exactly.
Also, as a frequent listener to this particular podcast, you have got, for Jesus' sake, to say the number slower so that if you were, say, I don't know, writing it down as you're listening, you had some chance to actually record the fucking
It is
numbers.
On our Facebook page, too. So.
Well, yeah, fuck you.
970-573.
I agree. Hold on.
6148.
I agree with what he's saying, because I tend to go really fast, but it is on our Facebook too. Facebook page.
573-6148.
Well, it doesn't happen very often.
They go up your ass
and to the left. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen.
Diane, thank you very much for listening to the Jim Beaver interview. I know you were looking forward to it. Jerry, thanks for checking out my wife's ass.
After the main episode is over, by the way. They're at the very end.
Hi, Jerry. I miss you.
I was going to say something. Patreon. Patreon.com/TOTLB.
We have been doing significantly more videos because Juan and I work together now, so it's a lot easier to drop those.
Thanks for the job.
Yes, thank you for the job.
That's not what I wanted.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. We recently talked about monsters. We've talked about the boys.
It is very easy. You have the videos.
Hey, Chelsea just joined.
Hi, Chelsea. We're about to leave.
With that said, my name's Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Steve.
I'm Juan.
This has been episode 146 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We love you to death, Chelsea. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.